Before watching this video, please be forewarned that this is going to be some seriously disturbing, true content. And I hate to make this video again, but this guy has replied to the allegations, which aren't allegations, they're court documents and medical documents proving that him, his younger brother, and a friend brutally gang-raped a minor. And this cannot stand. Period. Explain to you why this particular topic hits so close to home. The name Jailbreak Overlander comes from my time being locked up in various facilities. And because of my affiliation with certain motorcycle enthusiasts, I was listed as STG, Security Threat Group. Oftentimes, while incarcerated, security officers, correctional officers, would come up to us and tell us that there was a new offender on the tier, and we would deal with said offender. But after doing so, we had to go to the hole. And while sitting in the hole numerous times for up to 2 months at a whack, I thought to myself, if I can ever get out of here, I'm going to build a vehicle and I'm going to at least explore the United States of America. Hence the name Jailbreak Overlander. And that's exactly what I did. So it's been over a week since many, many YouTube channels and other platforms have covered this scumbag Ben Azule, or King Azule, as he likes to call himself. He waited an entire week to respond to everybody pointing out the fact that his court documents pled guilty to gang raping a 15-year-old when he was 18, himself, his brother, and a pal. Well, this is ridiculous, because he just continues to absolutely lie, as though there aren't court documents, as though there aren't medical documents, and as though there aren't lawsuits. Do you see what I mean? He just continues to lie about it. And the best thing about this, as these people are known to do, the perpetrator makes the victim look bad. Okay? He's trying to flip it around like the 15-year-old is the bad guy. So this has to be dealt with. I promise you, this weekend there's an overlanding video coming. It's already done. It's uploading now. But this has to be addressed. I can't let this dog lie. Period. No pun intended. So like many other channels, I've reached out with Freedom of Information Act requests on various topics, including Ben Azule. But apparently John Bravo beat me to the punch, as he often does. So I'm going to let you see what he figured out and what he found out right off the bat.
I'm going to show you the medical records, and I'm going to show you the whole story so everybody knows what really happened that night. And while I was going over the documents again, over 140 pages, I found something else. And the story gets even worse, because him and his brother did this same thing that they did to that 15-year-old girl. They did it to other underage girls, and his Abu Sharmuta parents knew about it.
See, I knew when you've got people like this, when they get caught once, that's terrific. But when they get caught once, doesn't mean it was the first time or last time they would ever do it. Which is why I'm making this video on my platform that has nothing to do with what's called the AMU, the Alpha Male Universe. I don't chase these guys down. This one right here, I have a story. When I went out to Los Angeles last year, I arrived the exact same night that the LA fires took place. When I woke up, LA had burned to the ground. And I happened to see this jerk off, Ben Azule, because I was looking for footage, anybody that was tied to it. And I actually messaged this guy, Azule, because he put out an Instagram or a TikTok or something to that effect. So I knew who he was. He never responded, but, you know, that's neither here nor there. But that's what drew my attention to this dude when this stuff came up. We can't let people like this slide. It's bad enough you've got Boogie 2988 faking cancer, getting caught, and lying to his subscribers, as well as all the other people on here. 1090 Jake, who is a complete and total fraud. There's too many people that are buffaloing too many other people. But when you're a rapist and you're raping minors, that's a problem. So it has to be addressed. JMO. So here we go. So this guy waits an entire week after everybody calls him out for being the gang rapist that he pled guilty to in a court of law. Period. He pled guilty to it. Here's a little proof about this dude. This is a hot button topic right now. He labeled the video in a big thumbnail saying, "Am I a rapist?" 489,000 subscribers, and in 20 hours, he doesn't even have 10,000 views. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? Unfortunately, nobody's buying it whatsoever at all. He used his confession as an advertisement for coaching. There are no words. You are beyond reasoning with. Trying to make his guilty plea like some kind of a sacrifice he did for his family is absolutely disgusting. And like he tells you himself, he was homeless at 17, yet having a birthday party at his parents' house at 18. Because he cannot keep his lies straight. This type of person needs to go. This video isn't good for my channel. It's not good for anything. But this guy needs to go. I have a platform and I have to use it. And I'm calling all cars. Everyone needs to get on this dude. Because some people are stupid enough to believe it. It's amazing how he's talking about the brutal gang raping of a minor that he pled guilty to in court. It's just a big misunderstanding. But his entire story that he waited a week to come up with his writers and his fake plant over here that still has the tag on it for his little movie set here, he's trying to make himself the victim. Because sadly, that's what these people do. So after waiting an entire week and figuring out a game plan, I guess, he made a response video. And this is what it looks like.
In this video, I'm going to be sharing with you what I have went through as a young man when I was 18 years old. You see, I didn't think it was going to come out this way.
There is a convicted registered child offender.
Never have I uncovered something as dark, evil as I did when I was doing this.
Stop with the lying, stop with the bullshit, and try to do better.
That I would be so known that somebody would just want to destroy my name.
This is a monstrosity.
Did y'all hear what this guy did?
Wait, his 14-year-old brother?
$15 million lawsuit? Bro,
that's
insane.
That's jail time, man. Straight up.
This is a lawsuit by a young woman stemming from a brutal R and S assault committed against her by defendants Ben Azzouli, Dylan Azzouli, both of them are brothers.
And go back almost 20 years to present to you something that I didn't do.
You see that? Something he didn't do. He just pled guilty to it, and he'll get into his reasons for that. He's making the girl the predator, and he's the victim, because that's what they do. That's what they do. Period. So let's continue.
I believed I was going to be on a big podcast, and someone was finally going to ask me, "Hey Ben, why were you in jail for your 19th birthday?" And that would have been the perfect moment for me to share with the world. You see, when I shared with friends, or when I shared it with ex-girlfriends, or when I shared it with my wife, the reaction was, things happen. It's life. But look how you grew out of it.
So you see what happened. It was all a big mistake. He was just simply waiting to be on a podcast where someone would ask him what he went to jail for, and then he would simply tell him. It's not his fault. It's yours.
It would have been the perfect moment for me to share with the world.
When did you go to jail?
When I was 18.
What did you go for jail for?
I was fighting people all the time.
So you spent a year in jail?
Not a year. They gave me a year, but I left after a few months.
Okay.
Yeah, they let me out.
So I became, I could say, a menace to society at that time. And I got not convicted, but they tried to charge me with murder. And I went to jail. And came out of jail, did my 19th birthday in jail, in the hole, came out of jail after they couldn't actually convict me.
So you see what's going on here. This guy is an absolute scumbag, lying piece of shit. I have to say it the way it is because it is what it is. But he doesn't stop. Imagine this guy rapes your 15-year-old daughter, and then 20 years later, it comes out. It comes out, and then he starts blaming her, and then lying about the entire thing that is completely documented. It isn't like a rumor that's caught, you know what I'm saying? This is unbelievable that this guy's trying to use this and thinks he's using it to gain clout. The ever elusive drug that so many people are overdosing on, whether they have it or not.
I'm not kidding.
Is there anything?
He's a trained fighter. I'm a trained killer. Two different things.
Let me just remind you and see if you can catch the other lie, because this guy does not stop lying. It's insane. It's absolutely insane. But on his own YouTube channel with almost 500,000 subscribers that can't break 10,000 views and has no thumbs up, King Azuli says, at 17, I was homeless due to a rough childhood. I ended up in jail and thought my life will never change due to my circumstances. But here I am today to say if I did it, anyone can. Exactly. If he did it, anyone can. Exactly. That's the purpose for these videos. This guy keeps telling everybody how famous he is. He has bot numbers. Does this sound like Dan Bilzerian all over again? You know, the math ain't mathin'. 500,000 subscribers, you can't break 20,000 views. There it is, in a nutshell.
18 years old, throwing a birthday party at my house. A group of girls show up, and one of the girls was the girl that I liked. That girl was hanging out with me the whole evening. That girl even spent the night. That is not the girl who said that she was. When we wake up in the morning, I hear cops knocking on my door, saying you're accused of. They arrest me. And they arrest my 14-year-old brother. The girl who was a friend of the girl that was hanging out with me. When she left our house and said bye to everybody, she then came back with a case, accusing that me, my brother, and another young man raped her.
So then he starts going into more details of what he's saying happened that night. He's saying him and his brother, they weren't interested in that girl. They didn't want to fuck her, right? But their friend wanted to fuck her, and he wanted to go in the house, but Ben said, no, if you want to fuck her, you fuck her, but it's got to be out here on the couch, and we're all going to watch like a bunch of assholes because we're sick fuck.
You see, she said that she was a freshman in college. She had a few drinks. We all had some drinks. Everybody was fine. Everybody was cool. Nothing like that ever happened. She then went to my brother and try to get with him. My brother didn't want to, but at the same time, this girl was very adamant about getting somebody to hook up with her. So we're hanging in the backyard, and she sits next to one of the young men who was 17 years old and asks him, will you sleep with me? And I told him, you guys cannot go in my house. If you want, you guys could do it here. So they tried it in front of everybody, and the next thing that happened was, it didn't work for him. So a few seconds after, they stopped and they were just sitting down and hanging out with us. You know, young people having drinks, trying to test something they haven't tested before, doing things around people. Okay, things happen when you're a young adult. People do some things that they probably wouldn't do as an adult. So I don't want to say anything bad about the girl. I don't want to say anything bad about the guy. And I don't want to say anything bad about anybody. But when the girl left my house, she said bye to everyone. And the kid that did touch her took her back home. In the morning, cops show up at my house, take me in, arrest my brother, and interrogate us to see if that's truly what happened. So after they interrogated us, they released me and my brother. And after they interrogated her as well, we then start going to court.
This guy's a real stand-up dude. What a great story. He doesn't want to talk bad about her or him or anybody. But he's completely lying and telling the story in such a phenomenal fashion with the dramatic music, the fire in the background, lots of hand motion. You can see his little long pinky nail because, you know, alpha male. He's having a party at his house. even though he forgot to tell you everybody that's still in his description to this day that he was homeless at 17 due to a rough upbringing. Well, you'll see that, well, that is a lie, but you'll see that lie reinforced even more. Because his parents helped hide all this, parents helped hide him and his brother, and his parents ended up having to pay up. But that's neither here nor there. That's irrelevant. That's not part of the story, the fairy tale, the lie. This guy is a absolute scumbag. Oh, my goodness. At any rate, let's get back to the fairy tale, shall we? Which is pathetic, because my heart goes out to the young lady that was attacked by this guy, his brother, and their friend. And the fact that this is all coming up again 20 years later is horrendous. So the point of my video and everyone else is to get this guy either off this earth or into a prison where he belongs, because this is absolutely ridiculous. But I digress.
I'm not kidding.
Is there anything?
He's a trained fighter. I'm a trained killer. Two different things.
Now that you heard his bullshit fairy tale movie story of what happened that night, right? It clearly differs from the story that is written in the actual criminal case that I showed you. A highly intoxicated H is repeatedly and forcibly R'd by at least three of the defendants while the others stand by and watch. H was forcibly dragged into a bedroom by Ben, who stripped of her clothes, forced her to perform OS on him, and then oral blank on her against her will. Ben then proceeded to brutally force himself upon H, beating her and R'd her against her will. Other boys, including Dylan and Mayer, watched while this was going on, but made no effort to stop Ben. Now this is where he's claiming it's a money grab. $50 million, he's saying, the family and this girl wanted from him, which I'm going to stay here because I'm going to get into that number here in a moment. But he's saying the judge looked into it, the DA looked into it, the cops on the scene looked into it. He said the doctors even looked to it, and no ever happened. It was all a bullshit lie.
Now I'm going to stand back and let John cook, because he's definitely cooking. But let me just point out a few small things. Everybody at this party is underage except for Ben Azzouli. Ben Azzouli is at his parents' house celebrating his birthday at his parents' house where he doesn't live, because he was homeless, he had a rough childhood, and he's been homeless since 17. You know what I mean? And then he was put in jail for murder, or he was put in jail for beating people up, or he was put in jail for reversing the orbit of the earth, or he was put in jail because 700 Shaolin monks were fighting 5,000 Tyrannosaurus Rexes, and he had to step in and fix it all. It's laughable, it's ludicrous, but it's the exact same story this absolute piece of dog shit is telling.
But you know, right after we received the accusation, there was something else that came with it. And I'm sure you could guess what it was.
I'm going to guess it was a one-way ticket to Israel for him and his brother. Am I right? Is that the number one answer? Let's see what the survey says.
This is where he's claiming it's a money grab. $50 million, he's saying, the family and this girl wanted from him, which I'm going to stay here because I'm going to get into that number here in a moment. But he's saying the judge looked into it, the DA looked into it, the cops on the scene looked into it. He said the doctors even looked to it. And no ever happened. It was all a bullshit lie.
But you know, right after we received the accusation, there was something else that came with it. And I'm sure you can guess what it was. It was a $50 million loss. So we weren't worried about the case, because truly, you have to really prove that there was a, and we knew it wasn't true. We didn't do this. So we went back and forth to courts. And eventually, when the judge looked into it, and the DA looked into it, and the officers and doctors, they realized that there wasn't a, nobody, anybody. This was a bunch of young people who were hanging out, drinking some alcohol, and a young girl that went back home to strict parents, who supposedly got so upset. They sued us for $50 million because their daughter was out.
However, the doctors, they never said no happened. In fact, if you look at the medical report, which I'm going to show you, the nurse, after the girl dialed 911 and was taken to the hospital, this is what was reported. At approximately 5:05 a.m., Richard and Judy received a phone call from H. She was crying and asked her parents to come pick her up at the corner of Dory Place in West Hills. Richard and Judy arrived to find H still intoxicated and vomiting. H had bruises on her legs and told her parents that she had been R'd. Now, remember this asshole Ben when he's telling the story of what happened that night. He said they were fine after the event, and Mayor, he even dropped her off. Completely different over here. Then, Richard and Judy brought H home and called 911 immediately. Paramedics responded and H was transported to the hospital. Examined by a trauma nurse who found evidence of vaginal and anal tearing, bite marks, and bruising.
I warned you that this was brutal. It's brutal because it is brutal. And here you have a dude that apparently has some money and he has a little bit of reach and now he's gaining notoriety. This guy brutally gang raped a girl and is trying to tell people that the judge in his criminal case said, hey man, listen, we know you didn't do it. Me, the prosecutor, the cops on the scene, we all know you didn't do it, man. You know, this just sucks for you. We're just prosecuting you, and we're going to make you plead guilty, and you will, because we got nothing else to do. But here's the weird thing. I'm the judge still, remember that. 2 years from now, Ben Azzouli, they're going to hit you with a civil case, and that's in the future. But what I'm going to have you do now, in the present, is plead guilty to a criminal case of raping, gang raping a minor, brutally, that you'll plead guilty to, and all the documents will be available. But if you do that, you'll be a hero. You'll be saving your family from a lawsuit that these people are frivolously filing against you. So take the case, take the hit, go to jail for a really small amount of time because, you know, your last name, and we'll get rid of that pesky civil case that hasn't even been filed for 2 years from now. Because, I mean, that makes perfect sense. That makes perfect sense. Now, imagine you're the young lady that was the victim 20 years later watching this absolute scumbag that not only got away with this, but now is making it look like you're the bad guy. You're the liar. Your family just, you were just some troubled kid, and it's a good thing he had you at the party to square everything away, and he took the hit as a rapist for life because he's a good guy and he was trying to save his family, even though he had a troubled childhood and was homeless at 17. Yeah. And don't forget, he was going to tell everybody the entire true story. He just wanted to be on a podcast first. And then he would explain to everyone what he went to jail for. I mean, come on, man. It's easy. It's not his fault.
It would have been the perfect moment for me to share with the world.
When did you go to jail?
When I was 18.
What did you go for jail for?
I was fighting people all the time.
So you spent a year in jail?
Not a year. They gave me a year, but I left after a few months.
Okay.
Yeah, they let me out.
So I became, I could say, a menace to society at that time. And I got not convicted, but they tried to charge me with murder. And I went to jail and came out of jail, did my 19th birthday in jail, in the hole, came out of jail after they couldn't actually convict me.
So yeah, I mean, you always go to jail even though they can't convict you, and he wasn't in the hole. Being a rapist, or a skinner as it's called, he was put in protective custody. He was checked in. Period. No two ways about it. No two ways about it. That's how it rolls. Period.
Now, this is where this fucking asshole is living in his fucking fantasy movie again. Except it's not with Van Damme and Kickboxer with the father and the Sharmuta daughter kicking the tree. No, it's not one of those movies. It's a movie where there's a judge. He's saying the judge came up to him and said, listen, $50 million is a lot of money.
you know, do you want to do this to your parents? You know, we clearly see that nothing happened here. So we'll give you a simple charge. You know, you go to prison for a little while, jail, he's saying 30 days. And if you accept it, there's no $50 million lawsuit against your parents.
So the judge gave us an offer. The judge came and said to my lawyer, look, I could remove the $50 million because the lawsuit was on me. It was my parents' house. It was on the homeowner's insurance, and it was on my parents. The judge says, listen, I have a great deal and we could finish all of this. I'll tell them to remove the $50 million lawsuit because what they need is real justice. But I'll also let them know that there wasn't any and that they're going to lose this case regardless. So how about we do that? We get me, Ben Azulay, to plead guilty to code 288, which means relation with a minor. Imagine, for my 18th birthday, that was such a horrible gift. But she said, I'll give him that. All of it will be expunged off of his record. He'll spend 30 days in jail to make it seem like it's a lot. And he'll be done with it. And I say, but they will remove the lawsuit, the $50 million lawsuit, off of my parents and everybody. He says, yes. But nothing happened between me and her. And that was the devastating thing for me.
But this is the thing. The criminal conviction happened in 2008. The civil case that we're looking at didn't happen until 2 years later in 2010. And criminal and civil cases are never connected to each other. It's not the same judge. It's not the same jury. It's not the same nothing. Fucking asshole is making up lies again in his fantasy story. Now notice something. When he's talking about this bullshit $50 million deal, what happened to the brother? Whatever happened to Fuckface Mayor, right? What about them? He clearly doesn't mention anything that happened to them because we know his brother went to prison for raping the girl. Conveniently, he doesn't want to mention it. Now, to think this asshole as a human can't get any worse, right? He's taking this whole situation because he's adding that the judge told him that he could be this hero to his family for taking this fucking deal.
Okay, I'm going to leave links to John Bravo's video, which is rather lengthy, and I'm not going to steal all the clips from him, but he's got the documents, and the documents are irrefutable. There was never a $50 million lawsuit. There was a civil suit, and they did indeed settle. His brother went to prison. He went to jail. They also fled to Israel for a year prior, but that's neither here nor there. My point being is, if you go to his channel, don't watch his videos. Don't even click the play button, even to rage hate, because that still gives him exactly what he's looking for. The fact that this dude had the nerve to go online knowing what he knows about himself and not thinking it was going to be revealed, and then when it's revealed, blaming the victim, blaming the 15-year-old, like it never happened, even though everybody involved put their statement down on official court documents, and John has the entire settlement thing, because yes, they did settle. His parents, remember this kid, Ben Azulay, is homeless, but he wasn't at all, because every single solitary thing he says is a lie. He's on two separate podcasts. He gives two separate reasons for why he went to jail. None of them are the actual real reason. This guy is a scumbag, and we need to purge people like him in every way humanly possible. At any rate, Richie from Boston, guys,